Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Again, you guys are listening to Grind Season. We thank you guys for tuning in.
Yep.
You can listen to us on the free Odyssey app, of course, or have you listen to podcasts. You know, make sure you guys check us out, subscribe, so you get those notifications whenever we drop a new podcast. Speaking of guys that are kind of bringing it, Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaren just came back into the fold, came back a little earlier than what some people may have expected. And I'll say this right here. I was expecting to see Jaren look super rusty, especially after that first game. He was over 7 from 3. I was like, yeah, it's going to be a while before we get Jaren going. You know, whatever. That dude shook that rust, and he's gone off for 4 straight games going 20 points. He's never done that in his career.
Right.
I'm going to stand out here and I'll say this. I think that a combination of several things has happened. I think that he's physically matured. His body is stronger than it's ever been. I think his core is better than it's ever been. I think he's mentally matured. And I think that he's kind of taken the criticism that he hears and he sees, and he's put those three together. And I'm going to say that Jaren Jackson Jr. is taking the leap that we thought he's becoming the player that we all, you know, really envision him to be. And it's crazy, man. I mean, he's much better positioning. He's posting, he's flashing to the post. I've seen him set a couple picks. He's being much more assertive with the basketball when he's going to the rim. He's finishing well around the goal. I think that New York team kind of intimidated him a little bit. Then he started trusting his body again, and he was a much better player in the second half. I am super excited because I'm not going to act like Jaren Jackson Jr. is not one of my favorite players in the entire NBA. Like, I love Ja, everybody loves Ja, but Jaren's my guy. Like, everybody knows that's my guy, whatever. And I'm extremely happy to see this leap that it seems like he's taken so far in the season.
Yeah, you hit it for me is what he's doing inside the arc, you know, and he shook it off fast. We've never seen him offensively be this consistent for this many games in a row. So with the 20 plus points, and what I see is a guy the other night you saw saying, I mentioned it on Twitter, where he takes that three, but he follows the shot.
Yeah.
Goes back up and has got a nice, easy bucket at the rim, but he's sort of standing there. Back to your point about how damn big he is.
Yeah, he's gotten
245 pounds.
Like, he's hard to deal with, man.
He's a physical, athletic force. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like saying that, you know, he had them Bambi legs when he was young. And we at him as young, but now at 23 and with his, fifth NBA season, you know what I'm saying? He realized, you know what? I'm more grown man than half these guys are out here physically. Mm-hmm. And anyway, just the more he can operate offensively inside the arc, man, it's more easy opportunities for offensive rebounds and everything else. It's the easy point saying that when you're just hanging out, taking 6-7 shots from outside the 3-point line, you're not going to get those easy offensive rebounds and stick backs. And I just think as he gets more comfortable physically and realizes, dude, I'm bigger than Lorenzen Wright was out here. And he was a physical force. Lorenzen was listed like 225.
Yep.
Jaren is easily walking around 240, like cut. Right.
And Ren, probably 6'8", 6'9" max.
Exactly. And I'm not even talking, you know, I think as he learns that, yeah, the rebounding will get better. I'm talking about, man, take that ball to the rim with your skill and your length. Mm-hmm. Brother, you're going to finish at the rim, you know, 7 out of 10 times probably, and maybe even more consistently than that. So I'm excited saying about the way he's doing it. He's always going to take his threes, but the numbers inside the arc right now are, you know, over 8 shots a game inside the arc. Give me more of that. Keep giving, like Ezekiel Elliott when he gets rolling for the Cowboys and wants more.
Man,
so feed me. Yeah, man, I hope Jaren continues to eat inside the arc, man, because I think it just unlocks so much easy that he can get to for, you know, free, more free throws, more offensive rebounds and putbacks. Man, you get more out of him, man. So
it's exciting to see.
It's been exciting to watch him. I'm with you. Yeah. I know he's your guy. I've been just excited watching your boy.
Yeah, he's his jump shot is falling. You know what I mean? He started off over 7. And I was pissed off, man. I was like, man, we came in the podcast and I talked about this. I was like, I really hope they have a plan to get Jaren a more efficient game, a game that makes the game easier for him. It can't just be if Jaren's making threes, he had a good game. If he's not, he had a bad game. He's got to find a way to find other ways to score. I'm not saying put him in the post. He's not a traditional big man. He's not Zach Randolph. He's not Kenneth Lofton Jr. So I'm not saying to do any of those things with him. But you have to find a way to get Jaren easier touches and get him going. And they're doing it. He's doing it. I think, like you said, he's realizing, man, I'm a physical force. I am probably 7 feet tall. I'm probably listed at 6'11" for other reasons. You know what I mean? But I'm 7 feet tall, and I'm able to kind of force my will on guys.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Another thing he's benefiting from, too, I think the fact that he was that first-team all-defensive player, a guy who also got nominations to be defensive player of the year. Yep. I think that reputation is helping him with the whistle on both ends. Because Jaren's still going to the basket looking out of control at times, but he's not getting those offensive foul calls that he was getting in the past. He's not getting those tic-tac fouls. I think some of that is discipline on his end. I also think he's getting a very kind whistle, which I think that whoever I need to thank, David Stern, Adam Silver, the Silver Surfer, whoever I need to thank, thank you, all of you, for Jaren getting a much kinder whistle this year.
Well, and hopefully that's not going to change, you know, as the Grizzlies grow from a relevant standpoint in the NBA, you know, whether it's Ja getting calls, going to the hole, Jaren not getting as one of the best defenders in the league, maybe Dylan Brooks at some point gets a whistle here and a tight playoff game or whatever else because of his reputation. It certainly didn't help him last night against the damn Knicks. But to your point, if Jaren and Ja can start getting them, you know, star whistles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why not, man? The Grizzlies certainly look like, you know, one of the teams of the future, certainly. Mm-hmm.
And if Jaren has made that leap that we both think that he's done and we think that it can be consistent, man, you're talking about the difference between a fun team to watch that can, you know, get into the playoffs, be one of the better teams in the West or whatever you're doing, to a true NBA championship contender.
Well, that's what I'm talking about saying. With once you have all those guys together, maybe you're even in a Western Conference Finals finding out about it. Hell, maybe you advanced through it. Hell, Boston did and then showed you they weren't ready when they got to the finals. Hey, we got to get another piece. Let's go get a ball handler. But that's the part about it. You could do the two things together. You know, find out at the same time, compete for a title, hopefully something special while finding out. Maybe this is it. Maybe it's like Golden State back in the, and you've got the right guys right here.
Of those three guys, and Jaren, if this is what Jaren is, man, we're like who's better than us in the West? Like, and, I know we all have this. Go ahead.
And back to your point about Boston, Boston kept Marcus Smart because even with Malcolm Brogdon, but for a number of reasons, but knew too that look, if we got him and Robert Williams inside outside defensively, man, if we're healthy, we got a base right there with those guys to be elite this season. Mm-hmm. And back to the point on Dylan. Like, you know, maybe a special run too helps him realize, you know, yeah, I know, you know, maybe I can get more elsewhere, but it can be special here. Here's what they got for me. Right. If he realizes that because it's a special run, maybe that, you know, it helps you keep the core together. But that's why, you know, if you're so eager to get them all on the floor together, because it feels like you got a chance to, number one, to your point, be special all and at the same time learn what you need to be that champion, not just a contender, but the champion itself.
And Jaren said that he's got a lot from watching Steve, how he uses his body to get positioning, to rebound defensively, even posting up position, those type of things. I think that's for real. I think Jaren, that's the mental maturity of it all, man. Because you remember when Jaren first got here, he was the silliest dude in the world. You ask Jaren a question, he like started talking about Pokemon and some crap.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. So he was 19. What, yeah, what, 18, he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was immature for 19 too. He was like, it was just, you know, because we've seen a lot of 19-year-olds come through here, but Jaren was a different breed. But he's maturing, man. He's becoming an older, wiser man. And in front of our eyes, and I think all those things, instead of being on the sideline being a goof, you could be on the sideline and you're watching and you're learning the game and you're studying film and you're applying it. It's exciting to see, man. And like you said, these are very young guys on this team, and to see guys like Jaren see that switch, you know, click on like that, it's a phenomenal thing to watch. Like I said, if this Jaren thing is real, if this who Jaren really is, man, there's no stopping this team.
Well, it's like that 20, I think it was 25-12 saying against OKC. I think that was his second game back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 16 shots that night, only six of them were from three. The other 10 were inside the arc. You know, you get them kind of games from Jaren, them 25-12. Mm-hmm. This team's gonna go a long way, even right, with Steven Adams breaking free throws. Right.
And if you think about the mismatch things with Jaren, there aren't many true like tall power forwards in the NBA like left. Most power forwards are a three. What used to be a small forward 2 or 3 years ago, they're power forwards now. Jaren can be a problem. You know what I mean? Like for real. And here during this stretch, like I said, it was cool against Oklahoma City to see him go off, because like, okay, yeah, they got a small front line, but that Knicks front line with Mitchell Robinson, the white black dude, and Julius Randle.
Julius
Randle. No, the white black dude. What's his name? My boy Hardenstein.
You're talking about Hardenstein.
You know Hardenstein's black, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but yeah, like those dudes, and Jaren was still coming in doing his thing. Like, shout out to
13,
man.
I mean, real quick, shout out to Santi Aldama, too, who didn't let Julius Randle punk him late.
I was in his ass.
Julius was trying to punk him and everything. Yeah. He ended up drawing a foul on him and everything else, man. Just when you got – I believe, to your point about Steven Adams and a trickle-down effect and making these dudes, whether it's Aaron or whatever.
He's tougher, man. Yeah, he's
– man, the Knicks bigs were trying to push our guys around, and shout out to the guy. Even Santi wasn't even letting – a second-year guy like Santi wasn't letting Julius punk him, man. Actually used some of that energy against him, ended up drawing a foul against Julius Randle, man.
And if you notice, man –
I like the way the Grizzlies are handling the mind games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you notice, bro, like last year Steven Adams did his thing, but you didn't have a lot of like – classic Steven Adams moments. You had the thing where he like drugged the kid across the court. I mean, like, you know, like really getting under people's skin and those type of things. He's taking a real leadership role. Like his personality and his DNA, you're seeing it across with the other guys. And that's from bigs on down to the guards. He's really taking a leadership role this year. And I heard that was something that he was going to take an initiative in. And I think we're seeing it, man. He's been a lot more verbal. He's been a much better defender. At least it seems like with the eye test, he's been a better defender. And like I said, he's adding that toughness to our guys. And
I need his big ass to take some initiative, saying, and get in there and extra free throws, spend some extra time in the workouts on them free throws. Mm-hmm. Man, we saw Kai Jones coming out of the Hornets game. We were and he's in the workout facility. You can see it outside the spectrum, mm-hmm, but you could see him putting up free throws in the workouts. After the game, I need Steven Adams to apply some of that that extra time on free throws, man.
Well, let my boy what's the Grizzlies shooting coach, Ahern. Let my boy Ahern. Uh-huh.
Somebody got to work with him, man.
Yeah, man, he's adding that toughness though, man, for sure. He's
valuable.
He got that contract though. Like sometimes it hit different, man. When you know you're gonna be in a place for a couple years, then you start looking at these guys like your little brothers and your teammates, as opposed to just your coworkers. You know, your first season when you first get here. But these are like guys, he knows he's going to be here for a while, so that could be part of it too.
Well, it's a nightmare up there right now, that free throw line, Steve.
Yeah, he is looking disgusting from the free throw line for sure.